The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 8 a.m. to you Central Time. That's where I'm at. It's Thursday, and of course, the phone lines are open, always are, because we have freedom of speech in this country, 844-769-2944. Because it is 8 a.m. Central Time, the Power Mall is now open for those of you who want to keep us on the air. And we appreciate you buying stuff from us as well as your donations. It helps. It really does. We're 100% listener supported. It's a family operation, and we care all about your health. This is one of the reasons why our founding broadcaster, Joyce Riley, sought out all of the good products and put them on the Power Mall. That's important to recognize. You know, you got to have a sound mind. You got to stay healthy. So anyway, moving on to the rest of world news before we get into some of U.S. news. Xi Jinping, of course, came into San Francisco and made Newsom clean up the city before he showed up. He led a study session at the Political Bureau of the Chinese Communist Party, during which he stressed the need to create law-based governance conditions and a favorable external environment for advancing Chinese modernizations. In other words, he instructed communist officials to bend international law to China's will. Now, this should tell you something. Anybody reading between the lines on this would understand that Xi Jinping could care less about this global dictatorship advocated by the World Economic Forum. He doesn't care about Klaus Schwab and the Schwab kebabs. He doesn't care about them. He has his own mechanism in place, and he's advancing it. Why else would you get a little kiss ass like Biden? Yeah, I called him that. I mean, literally, if anybody has a brown nose, he does when it comes to Xi Jinping. You can tell where Biden's nose has been, besides in some young girl's hair. I hope this all comes out when Hunter starts testifying. I hope they show him no mercy in front of the hallowed halls of Congress. I know it's a shift show. You got to wonder about all this fluff that you see going on television. You know, there people are going to be sitting there watching going, yeah, get him. Wow. This is what it's all about. See, as long as they can invoke some sort of emotion in us, we're just like, look, we just want to live in peace and quiet and harmony and be nice to our neighbors. And, you know, that's what we want. We have a government that doesn't not want us to have that. The Canadian Human Rights Commission, by the way, this is an agency with broad judicial powers that's fully funded by their federal government, has declared the celebration of Christmas is evidence of Canada's colonialist religious intolerance. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Christian holidays of Christmas and Easter get days off while non-Christians have to request special accommodations to observe their holy days. Huh. Okay. In 1851, the colonial province of Canada even enacted the Freedom of Worship Act, which protected free exercise and enjoyment of religious profession and worship without discrimination or preference. Right. Well, and so when you have the majority of your population celebrating Christmas and Easter, and now they're trying to basically defeat it, it is a custom. I know, and see, the left will come back and go, what is this Christmas tree? This is nothing but Wiccan philosophy, because they worship the earth and they worship the trees and, yeah. Okay. Fine. You know, see, this is why God gave us free will. And if they choose not to worship the Heavenly Father, they can do that. They want to scream Allahu Akbar, it will be with consequence. People are not going to tolerate this. What are you going to do, you Christians out there, when your government comes to your door? Turn the other cheek? How's it going to work? You know they're in the wrong. You just want to live in peace and harmony with your fellow man. And here you have a totally disruptive government in D.C. doing exactly the opposite of what we the people want. Yet those people out there that haven't quite woken up keep electing these same nutballs into the hallowed halls of Congress, where they continue to spend our tax dollars like a drunken sailor in a strip club. Wow. And now we're talking religious intolerance. Believe it or not, now things are not all well in China. According to the latest reports, protesters once again stormed banks in China's Henan province last weekend, a little over a year after the authoritarian regime violently crushed mass demonstrations by depositors who wanted to pull their life savings out of collapsing financial institutions. See, it's happening over there, too. Don't let all this. China's got it all together and their economy's big and, you know, no. China's got the same problems we do, only on a bigger scale because they have more of a population. So don't think that this thing isn't happening in America. Don't think that people aren't thinking about, let's see, now how can I get my money out of the bank without being too obvious? Because if I withdraw more than $10,000 at a whack, it's going to trigger a CTR, cash transaction report. If I even pull out $9,999.99 thinking I'm going to skirt that $10,000 CTR. Oh, no. No, they're going to take issue with that, too. And the government's going to know. FinCEN's going to know. Oh, they're trying to skate it. Something nefarious is going on. Nope, can't do that. And you have to, if you want to withdraw massive amounts of money, you can't just show up at the counter and write a check for cash for, you know, $50,000. And, well, this is what I have in my account. I want to take it all out. No, you have to call them in advance and tell them you want to withdraw all your money, because they have to actually call the central bank in their district and get it shipped there. And they're going to want to know why. Remember, know thy customer. That's how it works. So we already told you about the attempted disruption of the Christmas tree lighting in New York. Kissinger dead at the age of 100. Biden sending emails to 813,000 borrowers celebrating their student loan forgiveness. And we hope you vote for Biden. That's what Biden congratulates them on their debt forgiveness, urging them to share their stories of what this relief means to them. Oh, yeah. I vowed that my administration was going to fix this crisis, and we've delivered on that promise. So remember, in 2024, vote for Biden. Yeah. You really think that these people that just, this is just one debt, all right? Now, what about all the banks and financial institutions that loaned that money? What about all the investors of those securitized student loans? Because there's more than 20,000 student loan trusts out there. And if you don't believe me, well, you can research this online. Go to irs.gov, and in the search bar, type in publication 938 and pick a year. Pick a year. Like, start with 2008 and pick a year and see all the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginny Mae, Sally Mae, REMIC trusts out there. That's S-A-L-L-I-E-M-A-E. Just type in Sally Mae and see how many of these student loan trusts comes up if you don't believe me. Trust me, I've done all the research. There's over 20,000 student loan trusts on Wall Street that have been securitized, and people still, you know. And he wants to forgive all this debt. See, the investors are the ones getting hurt here. Wow. You know, oh, what a web we weave. Now, in the Trump election fraud case, his lawyers are now arguing that all of his concerns about fraud in the 2020 election were plausible and maintained in good faith. But in the meantime, of course, the judge in that case is not letting Trump's legal team see certain evidence about January 6th. Amazing how that works. In the New York civil trial, Letitia James and her little team trying to make an example out of Trump in front of Judge Angara and his left-wing clerk. Well, douchebank testified. And this lady, Ms. Vrablic, Rosemary Vrablic, former managing director of Deutsche Bank. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. It's Deutsche Bank. I call him Deutsche Bank for obvious reasons, because I studied enough of this garbage to understand. See, here's the thing about it. Deutsche Bank actively sought out Trump's business. Trump did not go to Deutsche Bank. They came to him. We want to loan you some money. That kind of burst Letitia James' bubble going after the Trumps. Because Ms. Vrablic got on the stand under direct examination and described how her group at Deutsche Bank repeatedly encouraged her to woo the Trump family and court their business, not the other way around. Trumps didn't go to them and say, we want to borrow money. No, it was the other way around. That just kind of deflated Letitia James and their legal team's whole argument against Trump. The whole thing is blowing up on them, folks. You see, it's all tit for tat. And of course, Bernie Marcus, remember the billionaire who founded Home Depot and served as its first CEO that threw his support behind Trump? He says even if they find Trump guilty on any of these 91 criminal counts and four separate indictments, he still supports him and he will continue to fund his campaign. There's a lot of Americans that feel like, look, it's the lesser of two evils. Don't know what to tell you. You're going to have to vote for Trump because you don't want four more years of this nonsense, do you? There's a lot of Democrats and independents out there that think the same way, only now you got RFK Jr. and Jill Stein and all these other people in the mix. Yeah, you remember I told you that, you know, the Koch family is throwing a bunch of money behind Nikki Haley. It's not going to matter. Vivek Ramaswamy just came out, rubbed the magic lamp, the genie popped out, and he's now said that the endorsement of the political arm of the AFP, Americans for Prosperity, that's the Koch group, shows the establishment puppet masters chose their establishment candidate, which he finds unsurprising. Nikki Haley is now a candidate of the establishment puppet masters. In other words, she will do what we tell her. This is mega donor Charles Koch and his late brother David endorsing Haley. Amazing how they can, a dead person can endorse a live candidate. Of course, it dealt a significant blow to Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, but yeah, you know, we've been trying to tell Ron, look, it's okay if you want to go back to Tallahassee. They love you as governor of the state of Florida. They really do. That's not going to change. Florida is still red, but if you leave the state, they're going to try to turn it blue, and you're going to have your hands full, and so is the legislature. All they got to do is shift some of those seats in Tallahassee, sir. And things are going to get real dicey down there in the Sunshine State. People down there, don't think that Floridians aren't paying attention to all this stuff. There's pockets of crime all over that state right now. A lot of drug dealing going on in that state right now. A lot of teachers getting beat up in that state right now. A lot of crazy stuff going on in the schools down there. That's why you have a lot more people homeschooling in the state of Florida. Supreme Court justices are going to be deliberating on the constitutionality of administrative law within the SEC. They're teeing up another opportunity this term for justices to review all the power of these bureaucrats. This is SEC versus Jarksy. This involves a hedge fund manager, George Jarksy, whom the SEC penalized for violating securities fraud law. More specifically, they imposed a civil penalty of $300,000 on Mr. Jarksy after bringing an administrative proceeding against him. The agency ultimately agreed with the administrative law judge's conclusion Mr. Jarksy had violated securities law. Now the Supreme Court gets the case, and they're going to decide whether or not the SEC and the administrative law judge overreached and exceeded their administrative authority. Huh. Now, remember, SEC is like a revolving door on Wall Street, folks. Just like the FDA is a revolving door over the big pharma. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police conducted a massive sting operation that has resulted in the arrest of 74 individuals reportedly attempting to meet minors for sex. Yep, They waited for the Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix to come into town. Busy weekend. So now you have all these sex trafficking operations popping up, trying to woo some of these people attending the Las Vegas Grand Prix, soliciting services. 31 of them have been arrested in addition to the, 36 arrested for allegedly pandering or trafficking. Another 31 arrested for soliciting services. 7 were arrested for allegedly luring a child. Yep. They thought everybody that showed up, that got involved in this sting, thought they were meeting a child for sex. Sick, twisted people out there. I hope they give them the rope. Oh, man. Quarter after the hour of 8 a.m., moving on to the health category, because we've talked enough about the tit-for-tat going on here. Sadly, nearly 50,000 people took their own lives, according to the CDC, in 2022. Gee, I wonder why that was. What do you say to those people? Come on, you're not trying hard enough? No. Now, the government had a hand in that, and the CDC comes out with data like this because they're trying to justify their behavior during the lockdown. Seriously. And then you get, the guy Evan, that actor, now they found out he died of a fentanyl overdose. Well, who's responsible for that? Biden administration want to take credit for that. They let all China bring in their fentanyl, and then they sit there and go, well, we're going to have 100,000 fentanyl deaths a year. And see, the Republicans are taking that tit for tat and making an argument out of it. But the fact of the matter is, the borders are wide open and the stuff is coming in here in record numbers. Who has the power to shut it down? Dorcas Mayorkas, yeah. Him and his bunch of misfits, miscreants at the Biden administration, they have the power to shut this down, but they're not doing it. They're letting everybody come into this country because it's an excuse to try to lure all these people into voting for Biden again. Or whatever puppet they want to put in the Democratic Party. People are wising up to this and see the more that these illegal immigrants go broke, because that money's going to run out. The money they got crossing the border. I mean, we had Jonathan Emord on the show. He went down there himself and saw it. He said they're giving him $3,000, a cell phone, tell him to show up for a court date, which good luck with that. What do you think's going to happen when that $3,000 runs out? With this inflation going on, that $3,000 isn't going to last long. They'll be broke in a month. Oh, well, we'll put you up in a 5-star hotel at taxpayer expense. You want to go to New York? You want to see the Big Apple? Well, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Yeah. So there you go. And in the meantime, you got half of Medicaid recipients unable to access care. Wow. KFF survey of consumer experience with health insurance asked individuals covered by different types of insurance to rate the overall performance of their health insurance. And it focused specifically on Medicaid recipients. They came in and said, nope, not happening. We're having some type of problem related to cost, provider availability, or authorization with our Medicaid program. You see, all these people that are out there controlling what's going on with healthcare, Medicare, Medicaid, whatever the case may be, they don't have a clue. We could end up with socialized medicine just like they have in Canada, and you see how long it takes just to get procedures done? Okay. We also have an article on our health category, which I find interesting, and it's a military technique, military method. And Bud Winter, the legendary sprinting coach, taught a bunch of Navy pilots how to fall asleep during World War II. Now, why was that? Well, because if they are in combat, they have to get their rest. They can't go in because you get situations more hostile than just regular sleep. He had to teach them, and he's got a book out called Relax and Win. Two parts, relaxing the body followed by relaxing the mind. And so basically what he did was take a pot of coffee, get yourself a nice straight back chair with no cushioning, something you might find at the DMV. Keep the lights on, fluorescent if possible, because that drains your energy. play some machine gun sounds on a loop at maximum volume, take a seat, close your eyes, and relax. And he tells them how to cope with combat. But the article is entitled How to Fall Asleep Anywhere in 120 Seconds or Less. That's 2 minutes or less. That'd be an interesting read for those of you subscribing to our email blast. What? You're not subscribing? Oh, it's so easy to do. If you have the internet, you go to thepowerhour.com. That's thepowerhour.com. You go to our newsletter tab and you subscribe. That simple. And we'll send you that article and you can read about how to sit in a chair, how to try to touch your chin to your chest and all the other good stuff that he's telling you and how to fall asleep in 120 seconds or less. Wow. Now, see, I learned from a hypnotherapist on how to put myself into a trance-like state for 20 minutes and feel like I got 8 hours of sleep. It's all about relaxation therapy, folks, and techniques. I'm just trying to give you some solutions here to make your life just a little less complicated. The FDA, meanwhile, you remember the rotating thing with Big Pharma? Well, they're now issuing a severe warning about a popular sleep apnea machine risk, the DreamStation 2 CPAP machine. Yep. Philips' popular DreamStation 2 CPAP machine, used by millions to treat sleep apnea, poses severe burn risks after the agency received hundreds of incident reports. The devices have overheated, smoked, and caught fire during home use and in clinics, resulting in injuries. Wow. Boy, you just can't win, can you? That's one of the reasons why we're talking about this, how to fall asleep anywhere in 120 seconds or less. Just get yourself on the edge of the bed and try that. All sorts of ways to figure it out. Circadian rhythm. See, that's the thing about circadian rhythm that, you know, we don't talk about a lot on the show. We probably should more so. But you see, when circadian rhythm gets interfered with, it affects your sleep cycle. And when your sleep cycle gets affected, you can't function. Your day-to-day routines become mentally disrupted. Under the science and technology category, former Google boss Eric Schmidt has raised an alarm on AI development, comparing it to nuclear weapons, suggesting that critical mass, so to speak, could be just as soon as 2 to 4 years away. Well, it could be sooner than that. Amazing. Self-amplifying RNA shots are coming, according to recent reports. mRNA vaccines are not made with messenger RNA, but with modified RNA. They're gene therapy products. Mod RNA hijacks our cell software. After it's been injected, you have zero possibility to gain influence on your DNA. It's a process called reverse transcriptase. It takes your DNA and spins it around. Once that happens, you got no control over it. Now they want to do a one-shot saRNA-based injection, which they claim would be enough to generate sufficient antibodies against the virus. You know, see, everybody, what is it, what, 7% now have succumbed to this? You watch, they're going to come up with some other scare tactic to try to get more people to take this kind of a jab. We need to be smarter about this, folks. Time to get out there and educate your neighbors on what's really going on. Just bring it up. Tell them to go do the research if they don't believe you. 54 bipartisan lawmakers have urged Speaker Mike Johnson not to allow deep state surveillance into the proposed defense bill. Yeah, there's a surveillance authorization defense bill out there. Reauthorization of FISA can't be hooked to anything. The federal GOV has spied on Americans who decided to go to church or you went to a school board meeting. This needs to end. According to House Freedom Caucus Chairman Scott Perry, Republican of Pennsylvania, Jim Jordan has opposed any extension of deep state surveillance law in the upcoming defense bill. Now they're getting into real tit for tat over this Section 702 and how far it should go in support of the National Defense Authorization Act. Air Marshals too busy tailing political opponents to follow the bad guys, according to Air Marshal Chief. See, here's the thing. O'Keefe Media Group CEO James O'Keefe has revealed the U.S. State Department put him on a watch list. TSA is going to give him the business when he goes in there. He got an SSSS on his ticket. His boarding pass singled him out for secondary security screening selection. Come on in here, Mr. O'Keefe. We want to pat down your groin. Does that feel good? Yeah, happened to me at the airport. Don't ask me. I didn't have an SSSS designee on my boarding pass, but yet, you know, for some strange reason, pops up and they want to screen you. They put on the rubber gloves. You know, it's like you really want to just, when they put the rubber glove on, it's like, well, shouldn't we have dinner first? You know, I mean, what do you do? What do you say to these people? It's like you capitulate. Hi, how does that feel? I'm going to touch your groin now. Do you have a problem with that? Should we go to a private area where I can get more, a little more comfortable with you? I mean, come on. What is this nonsense, folks? No wonder people are wanting to drive rather than fly. See what they've given you. Did you feel after they patted you down, did you feel so much safer? John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute, who I support wholeheartedly, you should too. We are rapidly entering the age of no privacy, where everyone is open to surveillance at all times, where there are no secrets from government. This is a 1966 decision William O. Douglas dissented from in Osborne v. U.S. The government wants us to believe we have nothing to fear from its mass spying program so long as we've done nothing wrong. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. You look at AT&T. Look what's been happening here. The White House has been paying them to allow federal, state, and local law enforcement to access without a warrant all the phone records of Americans who are not suspected of a crime. This goes way beyond National Security Agency's metadata collection program. It's illegal. Who's complaining? Time to get out of AT&T, huh? Think about it.
I've done nothing wrong.
Oh, you just wait. Your day's coming. Wow. I mean, and you got postal workers, prison officials, highway patrol, border cops, National Guard. Oh, you can bet. According to John Whitehead, this program is getting abused. Under energy and environment, the UN's COP28 climate summit begins today, hosted by all the oil powers. Oh, amazing. Brilliant. COP28 to save the planet, staged by oil barons who imperil it. William Shatner, of course, you know, Star Trek. The voyage of the Starship Booby Prize. Yeah. To seek out rotten scripts, to plunge where no man has gone before. The bottom of the ratings. Yeah. Or we're all going to die. Quick, King Charles, Antichrist, you know, please. To fight climate change. We're all going to become extinct. Hey, Bill. Go to bed. Take a pill. My goodness. Hey, guess what? We have a severe geomagnetic storm. It's going to be striking the Earth today. You're going to be able to see the northern lights if you live in Oregon, Wyoming, and Illinois. Yeah, solar flare caused 3 separate coronal mass ejections of the sun, and they're headed this way. They're going to create a halo CME. Amazing, isn't it? Try to reach out to Mr. Morris after the break. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
32 minutes after the hour of, now it's 33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Yeah, I was just reflecting on a couple of things here before we go to the phone. And this is out of Revelation chapter 14, and it says, and I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains and waters. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in the forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Okay. Now, that's the word of the Lord, according to St. John the Divine. Amazing how that works, huh? So, you know, the difference between putting your faith in government, putting your faith in God. Dick Morris, are you there, sir?
Good to be there, and thanks for the reading.
Yep. Well, you know, you've got a new book out, Dick. I'm glad you're back on the show with us. It's called Corrupt, The Inside Story of Biden's Dark Money. And I think we pretty much know that Joe and company have circulated themselves enough and been paid off by so many different entities to look the other way or participate. What have you found out? What can we expect if we go buy this book?
Well, the first thing it does is it takes all of the bribes, all of the payoffs, all the phony business deals that Biden's been orchestrating then through his family, and it explains them. It goes into depth about what happened in Ukraine and what happened with China, what the deal was in Kazakhstan and Costa Rica and Romania and all the other countries which were involved in the Biden crime network. But the other thing it does is it goes through the decisions that Biden made that benefited China and hurt the United States, which I think are quid pro quo for the payoffs that they made. You begin with the COVID epidemic, where we've never really blamed China for it as we should, and not even convened an international investigation of the origins of COVID. We've let the Chinese get away with the idea that it was caused by a bite from a stray bat. I believe it was an act of deliberate biological warfare against the United States designed to stop Trump from coming into office, from coming back to office, rather. And I think that it's one of a series of actions where Biden has compromised America and advanced China. Kennedy, for example, in 1962, almost brought a nuclear war on us by fighting the idea of Russian bases in Cuba. Now China, with impunity, has opened a base in Cuba and done everything the Russians wanted to do, and we didn't let them do. The dollar, which is fundamental to our national economy and fundamental to our ability to engage in world markets, is now under assault by a elite group of 10 nations led by China, who are trying to refuse to accept anything other than gold in return for oil. There are 350,000 Chinese exchange students studying in the United States, and they're mainly in technical fields, STEM fields. And we had Trump set up an office to investigate possible espionage from these folks, and Biden closed it down. Trump got the president, the COO and founder of Huawei, the Chinese company that manufactures 5 phones and is implanting spyware in them. And he got her convicted and imprisoned. And Biden released her in the first month of his presidency. China has circled the world to make deals with corrupt dictators in more than 50 countries to lend them money and then to take in return a lien on their rare earth minerals. And when the country skips on its debt because it's a corrupt regime, China forecloses and takes the rare earth minerals. And as a result, as we hurdle toward electric cars and solar energy and wind energy, all too dependent on rare earth minerals, China's moved into a position of ascendancy and control over our energy supplies. And I believe that all of these steps are aimed at making China better and making America weaker. And I think that's the payoff that Biden is giving in return for the bribes he's received.
Well, what amazed me is we had John Moody, who's a former exec from Fox News, on the other day, and we got in the same kind of conversation about how Xi Jinping was able to come over here and order Biden and everybody else and Gavin Newsom, who's supposed to be debating Ron DeSantis tonight. Good luck with that. He tells him, you need to clean up San Francisco, and Biden did exactly what he was told. It's just amazing. Right. These people want to bend over and kiss the guy's ring.
I thought that the answer to San Francisco's homeless problem, the problem of other cities, is to send Xi Jinping on a tour of American cities. And they'll all clean up for him.
Yeah, there you go. I wonder about all of this stuff. And I mean, most of us that are listening to the show here, are pretty familiar or have a suspicion that Biden has bought and paid for. We just don't know how deep China is in his back pocket. I mean, this book pretty much exposes. I mean, we're talking more than I believe they got more than 30 million.
Well, 30 is about the figure, but we won't know until we get the full Biden bank accounts, which have been subpoenaed by Comer. But it was all deliberately hidden in all kinds of shell corporations and all kinds of sub-S entities, and a lot of it was cash. When you take Biden's tax returns for the year 2017 and 18, there's $10 million of income that was declared, and he paid taxes on it, but there's no source of it, and it was probably cash. So, and then he, as soon as Biden left the vice presidency, he got a job at Penn, the University of Pennsylvania, as a professor heading what they called the Penn-Biden Institute of Global Engagement, and he had an annual salary there of $1 million. And Blinken, Secretary of State, was on the payroll also. And nine high-ranking officials in the American security establishment were also on the Penn-Biden Center payroll. So literally, we had a president and a secretary of state that were being paid by the Chinese for the 4 years before Biden became president, kind of a holding company for Biden's bribed people.
Well, but see, Blinken's got a history going back to the Clintons, too, doesn't he?
I'm not familiar with it. I'll check it out. Do you know any details of that?
Other than the fact that, you know, he was connected to their campaign. That's, you know, I do know that. We've had Dick, we've had Peter Navarro on the show before, and, you know, they came after him in Nashville in the airport there. Why would he say that this book is so powerful that you may be attacked for interfering in the 2024 presidential race? I mean, that's a really hard comment.
Yeah. Well, Peter understands the depth of the Chinese corruption with the U.S. And he understands what Biden has done. And I'm grateful to him for having written the foreword to my book. It really is something you need to read to understand what China is doing to us. Basically, when Germany recovered after the war, they got massive Marshall Plan aid that made it possible. When Japan recovered, they developed miniaturization techniques in electronics that made it successful. But China has become successful mainly through bribing American presidents. They bribed Bill Clinton with massive campaign contributions, and as a result, he allowed them into the World Trade Organization, and the trade deficit with the U.S. went from $60 billion to $400 billion within a year or two of their getting into the WTO. And then Biden was bribed with all of these business deals, and he's seeing the U.S. converting from fossil fuels, which we have in abundance, to renewable resources that are all dependent on Chinese rare earth minerals, and we let China develop a monopoly of those. So there's been a whole transition in global power to China as a result of Biden's efforts.
Wow. And given what you've exposed in this book, folks, if you want to get into it, you know, we have a link on our website. And what you do is you go there and you go to today's show, and we have a link there, and we have a link for guest authors, and you go there and you click on that, and you can actually buy the book, Corrupt, the Inside Story of Biden's Dark Money by Dick Morris, New York Times bestselling author, winning presidential strategist, and the man Time Magazine dubbed the most influential private citizen in America. It's one of these things that, you know, you just can't ignore. If you want to get to the lowdown, you'll be more educated than the guy sitting next to you. But I mean, it seems like having a book with this much information in it would be probably scrutinized as much as people trying to obtain a copy of Anarchist Cookbook.
Yeah, well,
you remember that they used to come after people that had that.
This book is just, now they give them prizes. This book is really the, in a sense, the revelation, not equal to the ones you read at the start of the show, but in its own way, very important.
For sure.
Thank you.
Well,
I appreciate the interview.
No, I mean, I just, I'm glad. I'm curious now because of the fact that here we are. 2024 is just around the corner. You've got RFK demanding security, which he legally is not entitled to until July, according to U.S. law, as I understand it. He could dilute the vote. I'm just curious because we don't get enough of a chance to talk to you about your strategy because you are a presidential strategist. And so, you know, I'm kind of curious to know, do you see them replacing Biden with Hillary or Newsom or what? I mean, where do you see the Democrat side of things, as well as RFK Jr. and watering down the vote? Where do you see this going?
I think Kennedy will clearly cost Biden at least 2 points. Trump has, in the national polling, Trump has a 6-point lead with Kennedy in and a 4-point lead without Kennedy. And I think that ratio, even though the numbers may increase, will continue. We have to realize that when Hamas invaded Israel, it created a new reality in U.S. politics. Until that invasion, the polling showed that Trump and Biden were neck and neck. And in July and August, Biden had a commanding lead. In August and September and October, they were basically tied. But since the invasion, Trump has moved into a strong, dominant position. Of the last 19 national polls, Trump has won, been ahead of Biden in 17 of them, and tied in the other two. So there's been a sea change in American attitudes about Biden and about the Democratic Party. And I think the anti-Semitism and anti-Israel positions that Biden has taken and his sympathy for the Palestinians and the evident control of the Democratic Party by the left, by the anti-Israel left, I think has created a new political reality that will dominate 2024.
Well, I mean, but you've seen, Dick, so much unrest going on in America right now with pro-Palestinian, pro-Israeli. I mean, and then Biden gets in the middle of it by sending Blinken over there. Winking, blinking, and nod is what I call him. Anyway, he goes over there and he's trying to negotiate some sort of a deal for release of hostages and all that, which, of course, you know, we appreciate. But then Hamas comes out like yesterday and says, well, we've got 7 live hostages and 3 dead ones. Will that make up the 10? And I'm just like, oh, come on. Seriously, this is what Biden is trying to sustain Palestine. And I mean, this is what's got everybody so upset, isn't it?
But what he's trying to do is to give Hamas time to regroup and come back and recover from the damage the Israelis did to them in the first 4 weeks of this war. And you can't pause a war. It goes on or off. You can't just turn the flick and switch. And Biden is attempting to make the hostages what this is all about, not the massacre of 1,200 Israelis, which really caused the war. So, look, I appreciate the interview. I think this is great, but I do have to go to something else, and I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, I appreciate you too, Dick. Thanks so much. I know you're a busy man, busy. Thank you for joining us here on the Power Hour. Well, there you have it, folks. Dick Morris, and you can go look us up. The book can be purchased by visiting the link on thepowerhour.com located on the schedule tab, okay? You go to thepowerhour.com, go to the schedule tab, guess this week, or by going to the resources tab, TPH recommended books, all right? And you click on that, and you can buy directly from the Power Hour and the Power Mall, and that's what keeps us going. So it's amazing, these books now. And, of course, everybody's got a book, you know. But the thing is that when you get somebody that's that deep into this, like Dick Morris is, I mean, he's that close to Trump. It's worth reading so you can be up on your political conversation as you try to educate people as to what is going on. Wow. Boy, that was deep, wasn't it? All right, back to some news here besides that climate summit. We were talking before we went to the break about a coronal mass ejection This is a Halo CME that is going to be able to be seen as far south as Oregon, Wyoming, and Illinois, Minnesota, probably, Wisconsin, probably. You'll get significant displays of the northern lights. It'd be pretty cool, huh? But see, these are three separate coronal mass ejections that happen on the sun, all aimed toward Earth. And you see, it just takes one of these really strong CMEs to trigger power outages. Understand where we're going with this and why EMP is so important to recognize? Car dealers, meanwhile, are telling Biden, this green agenda you got to quit this nonsense. Americans are not buying electric cars. Give it up. Thank you, our automakers. Thank you, thank you, thank you for telling Biden something we already know. He's not listening. Executives with car dealerships from Massachusetts to Alabama to Wyoming sent a letter to Biden this week urging his administration to knock it off. We're doing the right thing, folks. See, when you boycott all these businesses like Bud Light, now you're not buying electric cars, and they've got all this. I mean, even Elon Musk's Cybertruck gives Tesla big production headaches as their launch date looms, set for delivery starting tomorrow. The Cybertruck represents a stark departure from Tesla's previous models. Yeah, if you got 50 grand, yeah, go buy one. That's a risk. It's on you. You know those batteries cost a lot of money to replace, right? People are not buying EVs, okay? The CDC, of course, trying to scare everybody again. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my, new COVID variant spreading in the U.S., but the risk is low. Folks, I don't know what to tell you to think. I can't do your thinking for you. People who have moderate to severe COVID-19 prior to vaccination may have increased reactogenicity to the vaccines, according to a Canadian study. You really want to go out and get another jab? Remember a long time ago I told you about saline being recommended for COVID, about using food-grade hydrogen peroxide in a 6-to-1 solution, 6-part saline to 1-part hydrogen peroxide food-grade, and putting it in a nebulizer? Studies are coming out saying, hey, this may be a good thing. You better be paying attention to that, huh? Bob in Missouri, welcome to the show.
Yeah, you were just talking about communist China. Are you aware of something called Paraquat?
Yep.
You know what that does it, don't you?
Well, besides causing cancer?
Creates Parkinson's. It was produced by Chevron, but it was brought totally by a communist. The communist Chinese now owns Syngenta. They're producing Paraquat. They don't sell it in China. They sell it to about 5 countries, Western countries. And this is a known Parkinson's disease that creates it, period. You know, actually, there's Parkinson's disease all over the place. So they've got control. Did you know that also that China, I didn't even know this, bought about the size of the Ozarks in Missouri, an area. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that, but that's good to know.
Check that out,
I'll
too.
I'll keep that in mind. Yeah,
check
I will. I will too. Check it out. I appreciate it, Bob.
But check out Syngenta. Syngenta and Paraquat. Paraquat causes Parkinson's. They totally own it. They will not let them use it there in China, but they're sending it to other places. So it's an act of poisoning you. Simple as that.
Wow. All righty. Thank you for your call, Bob. I appreciate the heads up. We'll check into that. Syngenta. Under cancel culture, well, besides the fact Cheers star Frances Sternhagen, for those of you who know, she passed away as well. She's a Tony-winning Broadway actress, was 93 years old, in case you missed that. Cancel culture, officials at the Godley School District, all of a sudden they just found out because of parents who care. Yeah, this is outside Dallas, right? They went and did a little research into the family of Ashley Ketcherside, who entered into the school district this year. She was selected as part of a long-range family facility planning committee. Well, the parents decided to look into her and found out that she was a convicted prostitute. Guess what they wanted her to do? The school district wanted her to create sex ed classes. This coming from a convicted prostitute, huh? Decide sex curriculum. Huh? Oh, you got to start vetting your people a little bit better. Hey, thank God the parents out there were paying attention, right? Convicted prostitute. Can you imagine what sex ed would be like having a convicted prostitute? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. The visual. I can't even think about that. By the way, the mom of that boy, a young boy wearing the blackface at the Chiefs game, she's the one that actually brought up the fact that he was Native American. Deadspin got egg on their face. Wow. Pop singer Sabrina Carpenter, she just got a Roman Catholic Church bishop priest stripped of his duties by doing a music video shoot. Rather risque inside of a church in Brooklyn. Wow. Craziness. We'll be back with tomorrow's edition of the Power Hour. Go to the Power Mall and shop right now. 877-817-9829. Keep us on the air. We appreciate you. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.